Collection is a collection that encourages local artists and sculptors. And every year, for a number of years, and we have, I don't know, 100 paintings in this building, I suppose, we attend the exhibition at, you know, all the local ones, right? You have 3 of them, Pittsburgh Plan, no, Arts and Crafts. But the best one we thought is Associated. Three Rivers got a little better this year. And in recent years, so Rowena Bear tells us, we've been the largest buyer at the Associated for the last 5 years. The artists here are very good. We have a great group of local artists. Their prices are far too high. We support them regardless of their prices, because for very little more, you get a nationally known artist. And for a little more than that, an internationally
known artist.
So every
year you buy some...
This year we bought about 8. In fact, that Pickering on the wall here is one that we got this year as you walk in.
So the papercraft collection is all local?
Yes. Oh, there are a few. There's a Montagnes there I bought in Paris many years ago. I have a few that belong to me personally, like that big sculptor. You know, the big sculptor in the lobby as he came in.
The big huge bronze.
That belongs to me only because there's no room in either one of our houses.
Otherwise, you have them in both your apartments.
Yes. Our New York apartment has a principal thrust of art, primarily because all my visitors know art. Here, very few do know art. But I had an appraiser here recently, spent about a week lucky in getting me a new insurance appraisal. He likes my Pittsburgh collection better than New York. He's wrong. In New York, I have artists like going in my living room now. Renoir, Salvador Dali, DiCarico. I think my DiCarico is one of his better ones. Chagall, Lamanque. Great Laurencin. Just read, first time I'd ever read the Marie Laurencin. Was sold at a big number at a public auction. The biggest art auction, you may have read about it recently, was at the Christie's or Sotheby's. No, Christie's in London 2 weeks ago. Brought in $9 million on 20th century art, Impressionist and 20th century. And for the first time that I ever read about a Laurencin, $565,000. My Laurencin that I paid $3,400 for from a great gallery about 20 years ago. No, probably about 16 years ago. Done in the 1920s. A gem. Museum quality. I'm going to have my insurance man take another, that is my appraiser, another look at it now. At any rate, zigging and zagging, the art that we have here, my son Marshall and I both select jointly. He too has an interest in art. In fact, he does paint and sculpt.
I saw the sculpture he did outside.
Out there that looked like Sandy,
yes.
What's his name, who died last year? The Mobile Man.
Alexander Calder.
Right.
Yes.
And I recall about, I think it's dated 73, scribbled Marshall a note from London. I was coming home in about a week. I said, Marshall, we need an heroic-sized sculpture. Can you design one for me? So when I came back to my office, there was a cardboard one painted black this big. I said, that's great. And he had a some foundry here do it. You know, most sculptors don't do their sculpting. That was really a shock to me when I learned that. They will do the sketch and then have commercial people do the mold. And, of course, the bronze work and everything else. Some of them never touch it.
Now, tell us why you picked this site for this particular... or is there no reason?
No, there was a reason. We needed a lot of land.
Because the view is just magnificent to begin with.
Well, that turned out to be very nice. My brother, Manny, who then was our vice president of manufacturing, he retired about the time our building was finished due to ill health. And... he went all over the city. I said, why don't we go near the airport? So much land there, and I'm at the airport once or twice a week. Save me time. They found this, and, you know, this sylvan beauty, this unspoiled part of America. And we've won first prize, the most beautiful plant in our city, and all kinds of accolades when we build it.
Christ.
We're on 35 acres, and we use all of it. Our plant is nearly 1,000,000 feet. And the rest of it's parking lot, and then this driveway around our plant is actually 1 mile.
Hmm. Well, I've never been here, but I had an Israeli veteran about 4 years ago who came with the group. And they loved every minute of being
here.
There
was a group here recently.
I know, with your, was the lunch in the boardroom, and they came home with wrapping, Hanukkah wrapping.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I missed them this time, too. They were here about 3 weeks ago, about 15 of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you view your successes here and the Jewish community here and your life in Pittsburgh? How do you want to sum this up as to your life and the Jewish community and the general community? Is that a fair question?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer. I'd really have to think about it. If I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't want it to be any different. I have a great advantage over my son, my daughter, because I made it. However, they may do better. The Marshall is striving to outpace me. He became the president of his company, and someday, if I decide to take it easier, he'll run the whole show. He almost runs it now. He's only had it for about 7 or 8 months, but he's been with the company since he got out of school. Now, getting back to your question, Selma, I would say, when you talk about the Jewish community, we've been, you know, thick and right in the middle of it. When I ran our campaigns, we were glad to get $1.5 million in aid campaign. This year, we're shooting for $7.5 million. We just had a meeting of our little power group recently. The general community in Pittsburgh is superb.
Are you accepted into the big corporations?
No,
do you feel any anti-Semitism or anything?
No. They're all my friends, every one of them. If I need, you know, any favors recently, I wanted to get a new law firm for something special. I decided the guy that's always telling me how much money he's spending on law knows better than anyone, so I called Bob Kirby at Westinghouse. Bob said, I'll call you right back. And, no, their anti-Semitism, I've never seen it. I really never have. I know it has to be there. I hear stories about it. I would say that if I were a Christian instead of a Jew, I would probably made things happen easier.
Or faster.
And more quickly. On the other hand, maybe not as skillfully. I wouldn't have been as hungry.
Then, do you have any information you'd like to add to this? Tell us how you view your accomplishments here in Pittsburgh.
Now you want me to be modest. That's impossible. I'm not renowned for that. And I really wouldn't feel comfortable responding to it.
Oh.
I'd say it's been great.
You've enjoyed.
Is there something else you would like to do? Let's put something. You know,
no, I've often...
That you
know,
haven't done yet.
That's a very good question. No, not at all. I've often thought about this so-called retirement. And I personally don't believe it. Corporately, we have no mandatory retirement in our company. In fact, in our program for retirement for pay, we have many people who have retired and continue working. So they're getting full retirement pay and their salary. I've often thought if I decided to, say if I sold my company, you know, we get an offer every month to buy it for herd of prices, and I didn't want to be with new people anymore, I could keep myself busy. So busy. Not doing anything new, but just doing the things that I do. Attending, for example, I just can't attend all the community meetings that I should. And that old saw out of sight, out of mind is true. People don't see me. How often do you see me, Selma? I am so busy corporately And your life, you have to make up your mind. For example, Jesse Cohen once said to me, a couple of years ago, we were sitting next to each other when I was getting, forget the name of that ward, the Spectre ward. And I said, I don't know how a lot of these people whom we mutually know around the country spend that much time at community activities. They do, their business suffers. Absolutely.
How many people are employed here?
Well, we employ several thousand, but in this plan here, maybe 800.
I see.
You mentioned the award, the Spectre Award. What other awards have you won?
Oh, gosh. I guess all the Jewish awards.
Man of the Year. I was right. I was there.
I shared that twice. I got the Man of the Year award. I guess I got all of them, only because they run out of people.
No, I don't think that's
the case. In the community, I was one of the first ones to get the Salesman of the Year. It's sort of a mundane title.
From
those
whom?
Who followed me, pardon?
From whom?
It's from the executive group of Pittsburgh. I was the third one to get it, but the ones that followed me were fellows like Henry Hillman, Don Burnham, who used to be the chairman of Westinghouse, the new young Irishman down here who now heads Heinz, O'Reilly, Ed Gott, who was formerly the chairman of U.S. Steel. That was, well, I had a number of those kind of awards locally, and nationally I've had a number of awards, too. This year, the most signal honor that I was paid was I was named as one of the 63 best chief executive officers of American corporations, and I was in good company. In Pittsburgh, the only one that was named was Chrome George, but he got second rating. I'm really inflating myself.
This is the chief executive officer of... You were one of 63 best chief executive officers of the national, what, corporations?
I'll get it. And I was the president of that.
The Eagle Scout Association.
Scout Association. Tony O'Reilly, who happened to be our chairman that night, a delightful fellow, you know him?
No.
He's new to Pittsburgh. He's 41, and he looks like he's about 20. He's the head of Heinz's today.
Heard of him, yes.
So he gets up in front of everyone. He's sitting next to me. We're gossiping all evening. I had this picture that was taken years ago. And he said, Joe, this is your bar mitzvah picture. I think you ought to get a new one. So when I congratulated him on his job recently, he said, true, his is his bar mitzvah. He looks too young. He's got to get a new one taken. I want to get the name of this. This is called the Chief Executive Officer of the Year. This was in the Grand Ballroom of the Waldorf in March this year. What was your other question?
The name of this award. The Chief one of 63 best chief executive officers of a corporation.
Correct. In the United States.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And are there any other awards you want to tell us about?
Gee, there have been. I just can't. I was on the dais or something recently. No, I wasn't. I didn't get an award. It was just an honor.
Well, if you find any, you can mail it to us. If you find any, you want us to put it in here.
Of any importance.
All right. And otherwise, I think that we've covered, unless you have something to add, we appreciate this very much. And
well,
we think we have a very good history here. And we
appreciate
it.
The opportunity.
Is there anything you would like to add or to...
If I get a script,
a question.
That's when I might be able to think of something.
Yes.
All right.